Number 7.
Welcome to episode 1076 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The first sin, described in Genesis 3, occurred when Adam and Eve disobeyed God's command not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Tempted by an unusual serpent, Eve was persuaded to question God's word and succumbed to the desire for wisdom, sharing forbidden fruit with Adam. This act of disobedience introduced sin into the world, severing their intimate relationship with God and bringing shame, fear, and death into human experience. The significance of the first sin lies in its far-reaching consequences. It marked humanity's fall from innocence, ushered in a broken relationship with the Creator, and tainted the perfection of creation itself. It's hard to imagine that such a seemingly innocuous act, just eating a piece of fruit, could have been so consequential. But indeed it was.
Today's top 10 list.
10 consequences of the first sin. Separation from God. The first and most profound consequence of Adam and Eve's disobedience was their separation from God. Before the fall, they enjoyed intimate fellowship with their Creator, walking with Him in the cool of the day. Sin disrupted this harmony, as holiness and sin cannot coexist. When Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, their first instinct was to hide from God's presence, a clear indication of the relational divide that sin introduced. God's subsequent judgment, including their expulsion from Eden, symbolized humanity's estrangement from the source of life and goodness. This separation set the stage for the biblical narrative of redemption, where God works through Jesus Christ to reconcile humanity back to Himself. Shame and guilt. Shame and guilt were immediate emotional and psychological consequences of the first sin. Before eating the fruit, Adam and Eve were naked and unashamed, a state of innocence and purity. Afterward, their eyes were opened, and they became acutely aware of their nakedness, hastily covering themselves with fig leaves. This awareness marked the loss of their innocence and the introduction of shame, a new and painful experience. Their guilt became evident in their attempt to shift blame when confronted by God. Adam blamed Eve, and Eve blamed the serpent. Shame and guilt continue to be universal human experiences tied to sin, but the Bible offers hope for restoration through forgiveness and the covering of shame by God's grace. Pain in childbirth. One specific physical consequence of sin was the curse of increased pain in childbirth for women. In Genesis 3 verse 16, God tells Eve, "I will make your pains in childbearing very severe. With painful labor you will give birth to children." This consequence reflects the brokenness introduced into the natural order due to sin. While childbirth was part of God's original design, the pain associated with it became a symbol of the broader suffering and toil humanity would face because of sin. Yet, even in this curse, there is a hint of hope. The promise a descendant of the woman would crush the serpent's head, which God offers in the verse just before the pronouncement of the curse. This points to Jesus, born through the pain of childbirth, who would ultimately bring redemption and victory over sin and death. Strained relationships. One of the immediate and lasting consequences of the first sin was the strain it placed on relationships, both human to human and human to creation. After eating the forbidden fruit, Adam and Eve's relationship was marred by blame shifting and discord. Adam blamed Eve for giving him the fruit, and Eve blamed the serpent. This marked the beginning of conflict, misunderstanding, and a breakdown in trust between individuals. Additionally, the dynamic of their relationship changed as God pronounced that Eve's desire would be for her husband, and he would rule over her. This introduced an imbalance into the equality and harmony they were designed to enjoy, foreshadowing the challenges of power dynamics and inequality in human relationships throughout history. The curse on the ground. Another profound consequence was the curse on the ground, affecting humanity's relationship with the earth and their ability to sustain themselves. God declared to Adam in Genesis 3:17-19 that the ground would be cursed because of his disobedience. Through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food. Work, which was originally a joyful and meaningful task, became arduous and frustrating. The curse on the ground symbolized the brokenness introduced into the natural order, leading to hardship, scarcity, and the toil that characterizes human life. The introduction of thorns and thistles is emblematic of how sin corrupted creation, turning it from a place of abundance to one of struggle. The introduction of death. One of the most profound and far-reaching consequences of the first sin was the introduction of death into the human experience. Before their disobedience, Adam and Eve lived in a state of innocence and communion with God, unmarked by decay or mortality. However, God had warned them in Genesis 2 verse 17, "You must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die." Their sin brought this warning to fruition, altering the very fabric of existence. Death entered in two forms, spiritual death and physical death. Spiritual death occurred immediately upon their disobedience, as Adam and Eve's sin severed their direct fellowship with God. This separation was evident when they hid from Him in the garden, ashamed and afraid. Spiritual death symbolizes alienation from the Creator, a loss of the intimate relationship humanity was created to enjoy with Him. Physical death, though not immediate, also became inevitable. God declared in Genesis 3 verse 19, "By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return." The human body, once designed for eternal life, was now subject to decay and mortality. This introduced the universal human experience of aging, illness, and death, a stark reminder of the brokenness caused by sin. Despite this consequence, the introduction of death was not without hope. Through death, God's plan for redemption and renewal began to unfold. Jesus Christ's death and resurrection would ultimately defeat death itself, offering humanity the promise of eternal life. As Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 22, "For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive." Thus, while death is a tragic consequence of sin, it also became the pathway through which God would bring ultimate restoration and victory. And note, while the physical death of a human did not happen for several years, death was introduced immediately into creation, with the death of plants and animals.
Number 7.
Loss of innocence. The first sin caused Adam and Eve to lose their innocence, fundamentally altering their perception of themselves and the world. This sudden loss of innocence symbolizes the entry of sin into human consciousness, bringing with it self-awareness distorted by guilt and fear. It marked a transition from a state of childlike trust in God to a fractured sense of self and vulnerability.
Number 8.
Fear and hiding from God. For the first time, Adam and Eve experienced fear and felt the need to hide from their Creator. When God called out to them in the garden, Adam admitted, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." This response reflects the spiritual separation that sin creates between humanity and God. The intimate communion they had previously enjoyed was replaced by a sense of dread and alienation. Their attempt to hide behind fig leaves and trees illustrates the human tendency to cover up sin rather than confront it in God's presence.
Number 9.
Banishment from Eden. God's judgment included expelling Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden, a consequence with profound significance. Genesis 3, verses 23 to 24 states, "So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the Tree of Life." This banishment not only removed them from the physical paradise, but also symbolized their estrangement from God's perfect provision and presence. The barrier to the Tree of Life underscored that immortality was now beyond their grasp, emphasizing the brokenness sin had introduced.
Number 10.
The need for redemption. Despite the dire consequences of the first sin, God's actions revealed a plan for redemption and restoration. In Genesis 3 verse 15, God prophesied the coming of a Savior, saying to the serpent, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." Humanity's fall set the stage for God's redemptive plan to restore what was lost and reconcile his creation to himself.
Father, we acknowledge the weight of sin and its consequences, yet we are deeply grateful for your unfailing love and redemptive plan. Thank you for sending Jesus to restore what was lost and offer us the hope of eternal life. Help us to walk in your grace, turning away from sin and embracing the fullness of life you have provided. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.